Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted and Starglow Media comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Friday, April 12th, 2024. And we begin with the Summer Olympics. Until now, they've always been about amateurs competing with each other. But for the first time in the Paris Games this summer, some athletes will receive cash prizes. World Athletics, which is the governing body that oversees track and field competitions, will award $50,000 to gold medal winners. There are 48 men's and women's events, including the 100-meter run, pole vault, javelin, marathon, and racewalk, which add up to $2.4 million in prize money. There's a lot of controversy over the decision. Critics say paying those who make it to the podium undermines the spirit of the games. But World Athletics President Sebastian Coe says the cost to prepare is much higher than it used to be, and the athletes bring a lot of money and glory to their respective countries. Marine biologists in Northern California have put out an APB, All Points Bulletin, for a 30-foot gray whale tangled in a massive fishing net. Scientists suspect it swam into trouble during its annual migration from Mexico to Alaska. It was first seen dragging the net in late March off Southern California. Biologists attached a satellite tracker so they could monitor the whale's whereabouts and hopefully free it. But the tag fell off, and they lost track of it until it briefly surfaced earlier this week off San Francisco. Rescue crews need a break in the weather to find it, reattach a tracking device, and follow it closely enough to safely remove the net. They say the whale looks thin, and they worry the entanglement is making it unable to dive for food. If you were wowed by this week's total solar eclipse, get ready for a sky show even more rare. Astronomers say a star system 3,000 light-years from Earth is about to explode. It's called T Coronae Borealis, and when it goes nova, we can expect to see a new bright light in the night sky. Scientists say it'll happen any day now, and they know because the T Coronae Borealis system performs this cosmic light show every 79 years, like clockwork. Recurring novas are extraordinary. Only 5 have ever been observed in our whole Milky Way galaxy. Some users of Apple's new virtual reality headset say they really like the device, even if it can be a pain in the neck and the back and the head. Some are reporting that the Apple Vision Pro's strap-on goggles leave marks on their eyes and cause discomfort in the neck and back. Some users also report headaches after just short periods. The problem is often a less than perfect fit, since everyone's head is shaped differently. The headsets can place pressure on the cheeks, leading to dark marks, circles around the eyes, and in some cases, pain. Apple recommends users take a break from the virtual world every 20 to 30 minutes, especially when they're new to using them. Maybe Gilligan should have tried this. 3 fishermen who became stranded on a small island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean were rescued after they spelled out the word help using the leaves of palm trees. The 3 had been planning to fish in the area when their boat was caught by swells and its motor was damaged. They made it to one of the tiny nearby islands, but their radio ran out of power, so they used the thick, heavy leaves of palm trees to spell out their distress message. They lived on fish and fresh water from a nearby well for a week until a Navy plane saw their sign and sent the Coast Guard to pick them up. Then another twist. Turns out the Coast Guard rescuer was a relative, third cousin to one of the fishermen and fourth cousin to the others. Still to come, the nation of Japan gives the U.S. a present just in time for spring. But first, today's Kid News Quiz. What major change is coming to track and field events in the 2024 Olympics in Paris? Gold medalists will get cash prizes. Why are marine biologists worried about a whale off of San Francisco? It's tangled in a fishing net. How often does the T. Coronae Borealis star system explode? Every 79 years. What did three shipwrecked sailors use to spell out help on a remote island in the Pacific? Palm tree leaves. In today's Kid News Kicker, more than a century ago, Japan gave the United States 3,000 cherry blossom trees as a gift, and they have symbolized the coming of spring in our nation's capital ever since. Now the country is giving us 250 more. The trees will commemorate our country's 250th anniversary in 2 years. They'll be planted at the tidal basin near the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, and they'll replace the hundreds being ripped out, including Stumpy, so the construction crews can repair a crumbling seawall in the area. Before we go, let's shout out our Kid News classroom, starting with Miss Blake and her bumblebees at Carthage in Carthage, North Carolina. Mrs. Salyer and her Panthers at North McGoffin in Salyersville, Kentucky. And Mrs. Mark and her Rockets at Armstrong in Cottage Grove, Minnesota. Thanks for listening. A reminder to try out our Week in Review quiz on our website and our weekly word search in your emails. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here for more Kid News Monday morning.